Another old Vietnam advisor, Secretary of State Powell, privately agreed with many commanders that there weren't enough forces to get the job done. On November 12, 2004, just 10 days after the presidential election and as Second Fallujah was still underway, he saw Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair at the White House and told them that there weren't sufficient forces on the ground, whether American, British, or Iraqi, to provide security. "We don't have enough troops," Powell said, according to a U.S. official who reviewed the top-secret transcript of the meeting. "We don't control the terrain." Oddly, Bremer surfaced at about the same time, saying in speeches in the fall of 2004 that a lack of adequate troops had hampered the occupation. "We paid a big price for not stopping it because it established an atmosphere of lawlessness," he said about the looting of Baghdad. "We never had enough troops on the ground." Powell also submitted his resignation to Bush that day, although it wasn't made public until the following week. After leaving office, Powell would spin his record, talking about how he had won victories within the Bush administration and with allies. Yet, sadly, he also would seem to recognize that his term as Secretary of State is likely to be remembered mainly for making the false case at the United Nations in February 2003 that Iraq possessed a threatening arsenal of weaponry. At the time, it was seen as a moment that cemented a statesman's reputation, but by the time he left office, it had come to be seen as rather the opposite, a speech that left a sour taste at the end of decades of public service. "I'm the one who made the television moment," he told the London Daily Telegraph in his first post-State Department interview. "I was mightily disappointed when the sourcing of it all became very suspect and everything started to fall apart. The problem was stockpiles. None have been found. I don't think any will be found. I will forever be known as the one who made the case." By contrast, Mohammed El-Baradei, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose findings were brushed aside by Powell in 2003, and who called the day the United States invaded Iraq the saddest in my life because he was so sure the Bush administration's assertions about Iraq's weapons stockpiles were wrong, would receive the Nobel Peace Prize in the fall of 2005. President Bush talked frequently to Rumsfeld and his top commanders, and he generally insisted that steady progress was being made. But in the fall of 2004, he began to hear some unusually pessimistic assessments of the situation. "I told the president in November 2004 that we weren't winning, and he was shocked," a former senior administration official recalled in an interview. "And John Negroponte backed me up. I called John and said, 'I told the president this, and I want you to know it. So if you've got a different view,' and he said, 'No.'" One reason the administration could drift along in its own world, this official added, was because it simply refused to admit mistakes or to act to correct or remove those who made them. "What I object to is, and what you see throughout this administration, is that there is no accountability." As an example, he cited the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, for which only a handful of soldiers were punished. "The biggest stain on our soul I can imagine," he said, "and there's just no accountability." In December 2004, two unvarnished official reports hit the White House. The first was a somber assessment by the CIA station chief in Baghdad, at that point the agency's largest station. Called an aardwolf in agency jargon, the assessment enjoys special status under CIA regulations. It cannot be edited by the ambassador, and it is delivered directly to the agency's director. Just a few other copies are distributed, and only to people at the top of the government, with recipients including the President, the Secretaries of State and Defense, and the National Security Advisor. "We face a vicious insurgency. We are going to have 2,000 dead," the CIA station chief's report stated, according to a senior U.S. intelligence official with direct access to the document.